Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. I am so excited. We have such a great evening planned for tonight. Why don't you introduce this wonderful guest we have on our call tonight?
Well, I am super excited to do so. Today we will be talking to none other than the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday, and she is going to discuss with us, can you really walk in stilettos? So how are you doing today, Dr. Renee Sunday?
Oh, I'm just great. Thank you so much for this awesome opportunity.
Yeah, thank you for being
our
pleasure. Show. We are so excited.
So, Dr. Sunday, tell us how you chose the topic of can you really walk in stilettos?
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny story, but I'll make it real short. You know, when I changed my branding to platform builder, you know, I'm still that passion and purpose kind of coach person, but God moved me into that other realm of saying, you know, you're really a platform builder. And I said, well, you know what? What can I get people to stand on? And, you know, I love wearing stilettos, even though I'm very tall. But we women, we like our shoes. But the thing is, when we go from one level to the next, like I went from one level of branding to the next level of branding, you know, you go from one level of your purpose to another, you need to say, okay, I need to look a little bit before I actually say I'm a leader. I need to be a servant because a great leader is a servant. And so I said, wait a minute, what do I have to do now? I'm the platform builder. And so I said, wait a minute, that's a P. And I went into meditation, and this is what I came out with as the three P's of, okay, I'm going to the next level, so I have these high heels on. And when I get there, what am I doing? And then the three things is positive, power, and make sure I'm walking out my purpose.
All right now. Okay, you're going to have to come on and bring it to us now. You're going to have to give it to us now. You can't just tease us with that thing. You can't tease us now.
That's funny. I mean, the thing that I try to instill in people, and I'm very transparent, so forgive me if I say something too, because that's wrong with us as a body, and especially Christian people. You know, I'm going to say it, yes. We have to let people know what's really going on, and not the specific details, but you know, we have hidden so much, and I hate to say it, most of the South are what we've been through in life. But I'm very transparent. I became a passion and purpose coach because I'm like, well, you know, people wanted me to say what I was walking through, what I was going through. I actually have written a book about grief, and people don't really realize that I'm saying the same thing in the grief book that I'm actually saying as a passion and purpose, and now, of course, as the platform builder. It's the same concept that I always be saying, and people think it's a jingle. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. And you have to do the three P's. You have to be positive. And you know that comes from our mindset. If your mind not right, your body is not going to go the other way. And, you know, being in the medical field, you know, I learned all those neurons and those cells and all how they communicate. But the thing we need to realize, we can say it simple, whatever's between your ears, if it's not positive, you're going to have a reaction. Let's say if you think something negative, before you know it, it's going to make your heart rate go up, your blood pressure going to go up. And next thing you know, you're going to be stressed and you may have an ulcer. All things can happen. Heart attacks, chest pain, all that kind of thing. But if you think something positive, you have the wonderful affirmations. If you look at something pleasant outside, look at a baby, a beautiful baby, just looking out in the sun or something like that. That actually lowers your blood pressure. That actually makes you be at peace and have joy. So if you think positive, you actually, guess what? Your body is actually going to follow. It has to follow because it's your mind is actually, if you say, say the relay system, it is the thing that actually makes you tick. We know the heart is very important as well, but guess what? The heart and the mind actually communicate together. So thinking positive is the main thing we have to remember. As ladies, you know, we think ladies, we have to, as the kids say, we have to represent. We have to make sure we are in a spirit of excellence, and that's everybody that's in business, your personal life, because whatever you do in your personal life stems over, of course, into your business. So we can talk all night, all week, all month, really, about your mindset, but you got to have your mind on positive things. You have to be around. The next point is like-minded people. Because if you are around like-minded people, you can conquer the world, literally. I mean, because if somebody's around you saying, well, I can't do this, you can't become a owner of a business, you can't even get this contract that you're looking for, you cannot do, let's talk about us, media person, you cannot be a media personality. Okay, well, that's not the person you need to really be around, because you're going to start believing what they say. You're going to rehearse it when you go to sleep at night. So that's going to actually, what we said earlier, negative from your mind. Now your heart, your chest pain, you're stressing, you don't want to eat. So we can't do that. Now, if you're around like-minded people, they're going to actually work together, because like-minded people realize that it's a team. You would not be successful without a team. We know God first, you know, that's me, God first, but he wants us to be in relationships. I mean, guess what? The first miracle in the Bible was what? When they was at the wedding. And you know what he did at the wedding. He wanted them to celebrate. He turned the water to wine. But the thing about it is we need to appreciate the relationships we have, our parents that we have, our husband and wives, you know, our business partners. I mean, relationships, what keeps us going, our supporters, the people that support you, that when you, oh, I don't feel like doing this, they're going to call, no, you can do this. So the like-minded people, because what you don't know, guess what? Somebody else knows. They can say, hey, we need to go this place. But, you know, I hate to keep saying that again, but like-minded people, that's how you actually get the power. You God first, because God gives you the wisdom and the things that you actually need to. I mean, and, you know, I'm not boasting about me, but this was a process in my life. When I kept making, failing at things, when I kept realizing that, oh, it's not about me. Now, some people, it takes a while to realize, okay, it's not about you. But when I meditate, when I go to the God in prayer, when I just do my meditation, the affirmations, things like that, that builds me up. That builds my foundation. That tells me I'm wonderfully made. It tells me I'm the head, not the tail. It tells me so many things that God says I am. And I believe what he says. So that confidence, and we're not talking being cocky, as the kids say, you being confident of who you are. Yes, you will have ups and downs. You will have obstacles that you have to go through in life. That's just being here on earth. But we know that we actually will go to heaven, you know, when all this is over. But you have to have the power. The power is, you know, with God sent Jesus. That's the power. But here, you know, he gives us the relationships to put a seal on that. That we actually have power, that you're confident to go in and talk to a customer, talk to a business owner about your idea, that you actually will say, hey, I can actually contact this company, and I'm not afraid. This is a $1 million company. I can't do. No, you will have confidence, you know, because my mom would always say they can only say no. But if you're a professional, if you have a spirit of excellence, before you know it, they're going to circle back. They're going to come back and say, hey, you know, I like your website. I like the things that you say on social media. And, you know, I had to bring that in about our social media and our website. The presence that we display is very important. You can't put everything on these different platforms because they follow you. Just think if you were running for, let's say even president, if you were running for city council, all that they're going to pull up. I mean, my niece just went started college this past, you know, this fall here. They had her, what you call it? It's not Facebook, but the other little website that little kids be on. I can't think of it, but it's similar to Facebook. They had all that when she interviewed. So So we have to be mindful. And the thing you want to do is speak positive anyway. You don't want to put anything on these social media networks that put somebody down, that belittles somebody. And then another thing that I try to relate to people is you don't want to boast. I mean, it's great. I always give glory to God, because you know what the Bible says about somebody boasting? You need to give glory to him, because he is the one that's entrusted you to do it. You don't, it's no nothing you have done. It's what Jesus and what Jesus have done. And people don't realize that. They think that they have done all this. But you have to do the three things I always say again. You have to believe, you have to trust, and walk it out. Now, after we get these two things together, our positive, the power from God in our relationships we have here on earth, the purpose. What is our purpose? I mean, people ask me all the time, what is purpose? You know, purpose is the things that, let's say, when you're going to sleep, things you think about when you go to sleep, when you wake up, is something that's easily achievable with little effort. I can use myself as an example because, like I said, I'm very transparent. For 13 years, I did anesthesia. I went into anesthesia because I know people are nervous about having a surgical procedure or having surgery. So I wanted to be that kind of that piece of God, you know, as a vessel, you know, to be part of the healing process so I can help someone relax before anesthesia. And lo and behold, I didn't realize that now I would be in media, that I'm speaking to people. But you know what? I actually been a speaker for 13 years when I was doing anesthesia. I spoke one-on-one with each one of my patients. They were my audience. And now I speak to millions, you know, more people now. But it's always a process. So when you know, people say, well, why you didn't do that? No, it's a process. I had to learn to be humble talking to one person. And then I lost my job. I went from six figures to zero, guess what, in one day. And that wasn't a good feeling. I'll be honest with you. You know, I had to finish the day, so I had to be professional, number one. You have to always do that because, you know, the field I'm in is not nothing to play with. But when I got in my secret place, I said, Lord, I know when one door closes, another open. I give you honor and the glory. But guess what? That human side came on me. I hate to say it. It did. And I cried. I stayed in bed one day almost. But you know what? When my family was aware of what's going on, my friends, my prayer partners, they didn't play that. They came and got me out of bed. We prayed. I mean, I got anointed with oil. I got all the things that to build me up, to build my foundation. And then, let me tell you, that happened not once, but twice. I mean, and then the same things that I'm doing in the grief book is what I use when I lost my job. That is a grief, and everybody grieves differently, okay? But we have to trust God to realize when one door closes, and I'm a living witness of that, several doors open, not just one, several open. Because when you stay humble and you listen to what he has to say, he trusts you to do things. And we have to believe it. A lot of people, and you know, I know I'm going off a tangent a little bit, but a lot of people wonder why their prayers are not answered. God listened to every one of our prayers. You know, Jesus is interceding for us, you know. But we don't believe it. We don't believe it. And you know, someone told me this today, actually, that your purpose is something, of course, that's not easy. It's going to be something that you got to step out in faith, that you don't know how you're going to get the money. You don't know how this is going to get paid. See? So you won't come around and say, hey, I did this. You have to give all the honor to him. So your purpose is very important, because when you and your purpose, you're helping somebody else be in their purpose. And so we have to not be selfish and say, oh, this is all about me. And we in the United States, I hate to say it, I just be honest, we love material things. Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with having a nice car, nice house, and those things, but we need to make sure we take care of people that don't have. I mean, I just really enjoy making someone smile. And I think I'll be a little more transparent here. That's the thing that really bothered me when I lost my job, because I'm a cheerful giver. And that really bothered me when I didn't have the money that I could, you know, that I could give, when God said give some money. But you know what I noticed when I didn't have the money? God didn't say give nothing. I said, God, leave. You know, I gave to church, of course, you know, my tithes and offerings. But, you know, I used to give to a lot. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, now since I'm doing what I'm doing now, you know, it's come back. And you have to pray, and God will tell you what you need to do and not do. And everybody's purpose is different from yours. It may be, you know, let's say media. You may be in media. I may be media. Somebody may be an artist, you know, all the different artists we have in the world. But what makes a difference is your story. What's going to make a difference is your experience that you have been through. Because, my mom had breast cancer, okay? Her experience, when she talks about it, is totally different from the next lady that was there with her, you know, her friends that went through the same treatment. And everything, and the things that I go through in life is going to be totally different from somebody else, you know? And that's why I always say, don't stop, get it, you know? Because you have to be in your purpose. And, of course, the devil will come and say, put that jealous spirit in you. But you got to do like Joe Osteen said, do not let it make a nest. Do not make it have a bird's nest. You have to shake it off because those negative thoughts will come. But you got to make sure it doesn't get in your heart. You cannot harden your heart. Because your purpose, you got to have your purpose. Because that's the reason you were born. That's the reason you're still here on earth right now. That's the reason. And, you know, some people even say it this way. I've heard an older man say, this is the reason that you have passed away, you know. I mean, but we count it all joy. And I'll be tell you this, and I couldn't say this until my brother passed in April of 2011. And I'll just be very transparent here. I was so nervous, I couldn't, afraid, I just say afraid, that I couldn't touch people that had passed away when they were, you know, in the casket. But with my brother, I did, and I was okay. But now I can say if it is my time to go, if it is my time to go to heaven, is it time for me to close my eyes? I'll be fine as well, because that means I have done my purpose in life. That means my mission here on earth has been done. But we're human. God knows we're human. That's the way he made us. And, you know, that human side that so many people are afraid. They are so afraid of dying. But, you know, the thing we need to realize is while we're here, we have to don't stop, get it, like I say. So when you go from one level to the other, the reason I wanted to bring that stiletto in, when you go from one level to the other, you need to realize, what are you going to do when you get on the stage? What are you going to do when you get in front of these millions of people? Let's look at the people that we look at on the TV, you know, TD Jakes, Oprah Winfrey, you know, Beyonce. What are we going to do when we get on the stage? Are we going to not help the people that was there when we needed them? Are we not going to help the needy? And we got to do that. We got to. That's our obligation, is to help other people. You know, there used to be a song that I remember from my childhood. If I don't help somebody, then my living is in vain. And we have to not be selfish and to be able to help our fellow beings. We got to do that. I hate to be on the soapbox, but we have to help our fellow person. I mean, when I come, and I don't do this, this is just a natural thing I do, but my friends have told me that I do this. When I come into a building, I speak to everybody. That's the way I was told. I give that kudos to my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. You know, I was taught to speak. And so when I went to an event, you know, when Oprah Winfrey was here, I was part of media of her team. The people remember me when I went to the TD Jakes because I was nice. I mean, you have to be nice to people. You know, the thing is we get it out of perspective of what we need to do. But the three things you have to always remember when you go from one level to the other, you need to kind of look around. Don't come in thinking you know everything. Okay, and I can give you a more concrete level. When I went from high school to college, and you guys can relate to this, you know, shoot, I thought I was smart. And then I get to college, all everybody in college is smart. My niece is going through that when the school first started in her college just a couple of months ago. But you have to realize you have to survey what's going on and, of course, be a servant, because a leader cannot be a leader just jumping up there being the leader, want to be there because of the money, want to be there for the status and also the accolade. You have to be there that you want to help somebody, you want to be a servant. You're not going to be a business owner unless you're able to run the company. And then when you get to the status, you can hire more people, of course. But you need to know the meat and butter of your own company. But you have to, when you go to a new level, that new level, what you're going to do when you get to the next level. Yes, we have the stilettos on. Yes, we have the next level that God has blessed us to be in. But you got to make sure you're positive. Stay positive. Keep the like-minded people around you. Of course, God first. That gives you the power. And the power, what I mean, let me just say this quickly, is the confidence. I think I said that before. But, you know, we don't want power to be able to control other people. Make sure we put that in there. And then, of course, you got to walk out your purpose. Okay? You got to. And people think I'll be doing a cliche online, but you got to don't stop, get it, okay? But I don't want to take up all the time, but I just wanted to get those three key points. How can you actually walk in your stilettos? How can you embrace the next level in life? How can you walk in your purpose? You got to be positive. You got to have the power, and you got to make sure you're in your purpose and not somebody else. Because let me tell you, T.D. Jakes said this, the oil will come down, but are you really doing something? Is the anointing really on you, or is it just rolling off? Now, it'll absorb if it's for you, and things will work out. Things will be successful, and things will work out, and you'll say, this is a sweatless. But God does all that. If you're trying to do it yourself, not going to work. You have to rest in him, and he will take care of everything you need for your purpose in life. And thank you. I didn't mean to talk too long.
No, that was wonderful. Actually, the people in the chat room are going crazy. Don't stop, get it. How I love her. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am. They're following you. They're getting it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, that was so powerful. That is so powerful. I mean, and I love it. You know, that made me a fan right there. You know, this is a personal note. Don't stop, get it. When you did that the first time, you told me. You had me.
But, you know, let me tell you a little bit how that started. I have a real good, well, actually, my hair care professional, her sister is a minister, and she called me when she did her trial sermon. And her first sermon, I kid you not, my dad was there. It was the day after Thanksgiving. And her subtopic was don't stop, get it. And I said, what? I said, girl, you know what? That's what I be saying. And it was so funny. I told her, I said, well, don't be mad now. If you see me all over social media saying that, she said, no. So we have come to a truth. We sharing it. And so she don't say it as much as I do. She said, no, guess what? I just give it to you. You were there at the sermon, so God birthed it in you. And I said, oh, God, that's a wonderful lady to be able to just do that.
Yes.
Because it fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. You don't want to give up on your purpose. You don't want to get up and give up on life. You don't want to stop what's going on, because whatever God has started, he's going to finish it. So we got to make sure we stay in place and believe, trust, and walk it out. And like I said, don't stop. Get it.
I love that, believe, trust, and walk it out. You know, a lot of people, it's so simple, but a lot of people just don't do it. You know, they don't walk in their power. They don't walk in their purpose. They're not positive all the time, and they wonder what's going on. But if you just trust, believe, trust, and walk it out, you know, it's going to come. I love that.
That's right. But, you know, we have to learn to trust the process. That's what we're used to, the fast things in life. We even have restaurants have it in their jingle. get it your way, that type of thing. We used to get, you know, which is, I'm not knocking technology because, you know, I love technology, but we have to realize the process in life because it will blow our mind if God shows us the end. If he shows us really and truly what heaven looks like, really shows us the transfer of the wealth from the wicked to the saved, it will blow our mind. So the little bit of nuggets he gives us is better, and he knows what's best anyway, because we wouldn't know how to handle it. And then we'll end up saying we did it, and we'll act like, you know how we do as humans, we'll act like we did it, and then we'll think we don't need him, but we always need him. So is he right on it, what he needs, because he knows how we as humans. I do a little joke. I tell people that I leave myself at home. I just let God and the Holy Spirit when I'm out doing stuff, because me, I may say the wrong thing.
Yes, it's been, I can totally relate. It's been many times when I went to just sit on the step or sit in the seat, and the next thing I know, they ask me to give a word or say something in the class, and the next thing I know, I done said it and I done sat down and I don't remember anything I said. So I totally agree, you know. You just have to be the vessel and let him work it out.
Yeah. And then I think that's better when, and I like, it took me a while to actually be able to listen to myself when I first started media, because I always would find something wrong. My eyelash wasn't right. My piece of hair wasn't there. But then when people inbox me and send me a message or call me or something and say they really have been blessed. I actually recently had a lady from a video I put up. She said that she was about to drive off a cliff.
Oh,
but when she heard that video, some told her, with your Holy Spirit, of course, that she can make it. She said, Dr. Sunday, you saved my life. But I had to tell her what the real saving was. That was Jesus. That was God, you know, saying, don't stop, get it. That's what he was telling her. You know, he was telling her, you got another chance, telling her that she has a testimony that she needs to give out to other people.
Yes, because she doesn't know who that experience was supposed to touch. So, you know, anytime that the Lord does something for you, you need to go ahead and let other people know, because you don't know what your story was supposed to do for someone else.
That's right.
Absolutely, and that's why we're all here, right, on this show tonight. We're all just kind of doing our part to share what the Lord told us and taught us about our lives. You know, that's where Change Your Mind and Mind came from. That's what it's all about, you know. About 6-7 months ago now, and Akeem and I had this vision where we wanted to make our lives better, and we wanted to share with everyone the message God gave us and how to make our lives better. And, you know, that's what we're here for. So thank you so much, you know, Dr. Sunday, for coming on the show. Is there a takeaway that you want to give our audience? We only have a couple minutes left, but, you know, if you can leave them with one thing tonight, what would it be?
Well, here it goes. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a reason that they still here right now on earth. Do not think you're too small to do anything. God will give you your purpose. He will give you the plan. And like the word said, you got to write it and make it plain. You have to write it, you have to meditate on it, and you have to run with it. Because he will send the right people. He will send the right people. And like I always say, and people think, like I said earlier, it's a jingle, but you got to believe. You got to trust the process. And you got to actually walk it out. You got to execute it. And I always remember my song again, don't stop, get it.
So, Dr. Sunday, if someone was touched by what you said, how can they find you?
Well, you know, the thing, the good thing about God, again, he brought the right person that did the awesome website for me. So we have all my stuff now on one website, which is Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y, .com, like the day of the week. I mean, for speaking, the radio and television show, the Thriving 365, the platform builder, you know, the blogs, everything is on one website now.
All right. Ladies, go out and check out ReneeSunday.com. You will be blessed. Go get those nuggets, ladies. Don't stop getting it now.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you, everyone who called tonight. You know, this is Jess, and I'm going to, I'm going to sign off now. But thank you, guys. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Akina. You know, God bless. Have a great night, and I look forward to hearing everyone or seeing everyone on Sunday, on our Sunday night Changing Minds online call.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much.